God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Who knew that so many famous people were born or reared in Danville, Illinois? But being my wife's hometown, if you visit Danville, Illinois, you'll see many of the stoplights, actually, four-way stops, will have a little sign with a picture of some celebrity of some kind, whether it's an astronaut or an actor or a scientist, and give a brief bio of the person who was from Danville, Illinois. They are proud to be the home of people who have accomplished something. Have you ever known someone who forgets where they are from? That is, they are, you know, they're born to humble means, but then they become rich, or they become famous, or they become brilliant, and then just kind of forget where they came from, forget their hometown, forget their people. You know, that's an easy thing to do. And all of us have our strengths, and all of us really are weak depending upon what we measure our strength or weakness by. So, for instance, people say money is power. Other people say knowledge is power. Well, that may be true to some extent, but a guy can be dumb as bricks and be rich, and a guy can be very smart but be poor as Job's turkey. So the truth is, we need to be mindful of God's grace in our lives and God's treatment of those who are weak, whether it is weak as to physical capacity or financial capacity or mental capacity or whatever it may be. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 10:17, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment." Basically, the Bible is saying, through the words of Moses, that God has no need to pander or impress other people. He doesn't have to flatter them or do really nice things to them so that they will do him some nicety. He does not regard persons. He doesn't care how many degrees you have, how many dollars you have, how many points to your IQ you have. He doesn't take reward. He doesn't take bribes, and he doesn't regard people based on how great they are. He is God. He is a God of gods. He's the Lord of lords. And yet, such a God has regard to the weakest among us, those who are fatherless and widow, which, by the way, in Moses' day would have been quite a bit different than it would be in our culture in our day. That is, at least if you live in America right now. And loveth the stranger. And so the Bible says God is concerned about the fatherless, the widow, the stranger, those who are in their own way lacking strength they might otherwise have. And then he tells them in the last verse of the chapter, verse 22, "Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons," only 70 people. "And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude." Look, God had regard on a poor, relatively speaking, meager family, that is a small family, and God brought you out of Egypt a nation. Now, no doubt, Jacob's family, Israel's family, had a lot of money, but there was a time of famine, and they were a family, not a nation, and they became slaves in Egypt, and yet God had regard to them. God brought them out. God was their God. He was their father. He was their strength. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is found back in verse 19. "Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt." In other words, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget where God brought you from. Don't forget that God loves you not because you're great, but because He is. In short, our treatment of the weak should be a reflection of God's treatment of us. The way I treat other people says much about how I view myself and thus how I view how God has treated me. In Romans chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." God saved me not when I was good, but precisely when I was wicked. And because I am wicked, it's His righteousness, not mine, that gains me entrance into heaven and fellowship with Him. It's God's own righteousness, Christ's own righteousness, purchased on the cross. In James chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. God is a father. He's been a father to me, and I am to visit those who have no father and to have regard to those who perhaps have lost their husband. So what is the Bible saying? The Bible is saying that all of us are weak and we're weaker than we know. And if we are strong, our strength is tenuous at best. And as a wise person who treats others and treats specifically the weak, in light of how God has treated us.